This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Mediators from West Africa's regional bloc ECOWAS say talks with Mali's military junta are expected to continue on Monday. Negotiators say they made progress on some points today in the talks designed to return Mali to civilian rule. Leaders of the military junta and mediators led by Nigeria's former president, Goodluck Jonathan, met behind closed doors all day on Sunday. Neither gave details on what issues they had reached agreement on. The group was expected to discuss the fate of former President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, deposed and detained by the military on Tuesday, and also any economic sanctions the regional bloc may place on Mali in response to the coup. ECOWAS has already suspended Mali from its decision-making institutions, closed neighboring borders, and halted financial transactions with the country. Republicans will aim to recast the story of Donald Trump's presidency this week when they hold their national conventions. They'll feature speakers drawn from everyday life as well as cable news and the White House, while attempting to draw a stark contrast with the Democratic presidential nominee, Joe Biden. The four-day convention starting this week will feature a number of well-known Trump supporters, including members of the Trump family, but also those whom the GOP say are members of what they call the silent majority of Americans who have been aided by Trump's policies. Planners say they will put forward a more positive convention than the Democrats' roasting of Trump in the Democratic National Convention, which took place last week. You can find more on this and the rest of the presidential race for the United States on our website, voanews.com. You can also download our easy-to-use app. And we'll keep you updated on the events of the presidential race all the way from now until November 3rd. From Washington, this is VOA News. Mexico recovered nearly 67,000 jobs in August. That's according to President Andrés Manuel López Obrador on Sunday. In a recovery from the economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic, López Obrador made the announcement on YouTube. The pandemic forced the loss of more than 1 million jobs between March and July and triggered a contraction of more than 17% in Mexico's gross domestic product. The World Health Organization and UNICEF are saying that children aged 12 and older should wear a face mask in the same situation as adults should, while 6-year-olds to 11-year-olds should wear them as the risk requires. This to stem the spread of the coronavirus. Older children could play more of a role in virus transmission than the younger ones, according to a paper put out August 21st by the two organizations. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is due in Jerusalem Monday to start a tour focused on Israel's normalizing of ties with the United Arab Emirates and pushing other nations to follow suit. After meeting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Pompeo is set to visit senior figures in Sudan, Bahrain, and the UAE, the State Department said on Sunday. Israel had previously only signed peace treaties with Egypt and Jordan, two neighbors with which it had technically been at war, unlike the UAE. Following the U.S.-sponsored deal announced on August 13th, the new partners say they want to promote trade, especially the sale of Emirati oil to Israel and Israeli technology to the Emirates, as well as boosting tourism by establishing direct air links. The wife of Russian dissident Alexei Navalny visited her husband in a Berlin hospital Sunday, where he's being treated for suspected poisoning. Navalny is in an induced coma and breathing with the aid of a ventilator. His wife, Yulia Navalnaya, did not speak with reporters as she entered Berlin's Charité Hospital. Navalny, a well-known critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, fell ill during a flight from Siberia to Moscow on Thursday. His supporters believe some tea he drank at the airport was laced with poison. Video app TikTok is saying it will challenge in court a Trump administration's crackdown on the popular Chinese-owned platform, which Washington accuses of being a national security threat. As tensions soar between the world's two biggest economies, China and the U.S., President Donald Trump signed an executive order on August 6th, giving Americans 45 days to stop doing business with TikTok's Chinese parent company ByteDance, effectively setting a deadline for a potential pressured sale of the app to a U.S. company. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.